truth.
I think it's going to get as much out as can be gotten out. We will never know where some of those boys are buried.
And Renee, you know, the researchers have just a few more months to do work at the school. Their permit runs out this summer.
Greg, thanks very much. That's NPR's Greg Allen. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey is an organization whose roots run deep, financing agricultural needs for over 145 years, helping serve the agribusiness needs of landowners and investors for generations to come. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, and with an update of the commodity markets from the CME Group in Chicago, where futures are trading lower. Nearby March contract in the corn pit at 381 and three quarters is down 3.5 cents at this hour. May futures at 389.5, 3.75 lower, in December at 412.5, 3.5 lower. March soybeans on the day at $9.78.5, down 2.75. July 992 and three quarters lower, and November beans 2.5 lower at 962. Bean meal 20 cents lower, bean oil down 2 cents. Wheat futures are down a penny and three quarters after being off much more sharply than that earlier in the morning. Live cattle futures are $1.10 higher in the February. April up 207.5, and feeder cattle in the March are up the $3 limit. Lean hogs at 63.67.5, and the Febs are up 40 cents. The April contract there is $1.30 higher. We're on our way to 36 degrees under partly sunny skies, 27 outside the studio now here in Urbana-Champaign. On the phone line to take up the marketplace is Mike Zuzlow at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, tell me about this marketplace and, well, you had something you wanted to say?
No, I think the big thing right now that we continue to beat up on is the outside markets, and this is where pound the drum. We had a risk-on environment before this morning. Copper was able to get 8% off its lows. We talked about the crude oil being able to get up, wiping out 2015 losses in four sessions, and this all on the dollar hitting its major support on the weekly chart of about 93.57 yesterday. But then the jobs report came out this morning. Extremely strong numbers. January non-farm payrolls plus 257,000. December revised up plus 147,000. Best payrolls data since 1997. And the hourly earnings actually went up as well. So we saw after that report, when the markets opened this morning in grains, more of a risk-off attitude. And we've got March corn now testing its 100-day moving average around 380 for a low, and we've got the dollar up 1%. So the battle is back on between the risk-on versus risk-off.
So your thought there is that the marketplace is feeling better about the United States economy as a whole, willing to take money out of commodities, CME Group, agricultural commodities, and put them back into crude oil and other kinds of stocks.
Well, and maybe not as much crude oil, but into more of a deflationary bias. And that's, you know, Todd, you bring up a huge point, and this reasoning for why they would want to go into the dollar and why they would want to go into the equities markets and back into bonds at the expense of the commodities, including gold, which is down sharply today. It really goes back to the market timing out, trying to figure out when the Fed is going to come in and raise interest rates so that they can price that in, with the idea that a higher interest rate equals higher bond yields equals let's buy U.S. dollar-denominated bonds. And I think that's really what's at play here this morning. If the dollar doesn't give way and give back its gains and break through that major support, the trade is probably moving up its timeline to when the Fed will raise interest rates to maybe as early as June at this stage.
Next week, the United States Department of Agriculture releases the latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Do you see any changes coming?
I welcome this report because both the U.S. and global ending stocks numbers on the Newswire estimates that were published about a day and a half ago are actually almost across the board neutral to what we saw versus January. The average trade guesses, I should say, in both U.S. wheat, corn, and beans, and global corn, wheat, and beans, are all pretty much even with what the trade saw in the January USDA report. So one of these reports, it's been a while, I can't remember when the last report was, and we were going into both U.S. and global numbers neutral with the January figures. So I welcome that because it should mean a lot less volatility. And I think the market will not have tried to price too much in before that report comes out.
February reports tend to be non-events. We'll see, I suppose, Tuesday at 11 o'clock whether that is the case for this one or not.
You know, you bring up an interesting point again, because I did some research last year, the report in January versus the February numbers, and there were some pretty substantial decreases in ending stocks for the corn market, and pretty substantial changes in wheat and beans as well. So looking at the 5- and 10-year overview, you're exactly right. There wasn't much going on at all in terms of changes between February and what was posted in January. But last year was quite an exciting report, so it'll be interesting to see if we go into this thinking it's a ho-hum number, and all of a sudden the USDA dishes out some pretty big surprises.
Is that because they're starting to get ready for what has become a far more popular event, the Ag Forum?
I think that's exactly right. Their numbers are probably more up to date, and I think we still have some question marks on the FSA data. We still have some question marks on the stocks reports. I talked to another person this morning in western Illinois near the river, and he had talked to one of the commercial contacts that he has, and he said he actually has less beans right now than he had last year at this time. And so I continue to wonder whether we really have those beans out there from the 14-15 crop, and we won't see a little bit of a pull back down eventually of the U.S. supply-demand figures. But that may not come until March, April, when the South Americans are in full harvest swing. So, but it's something to think about.
Or till the end of the year when they actually have final numbers and rejigger things in that September and October time frame.
So yeah, right.
We'll come up with some numbers there. Looking forward, what do you think about acreage for corn and soybeans for the 2015-16 marketing year, or the crop that's going to be going in the ground?
Been talking to a lot of producers about the cost of production numbers now that we're starting to see the diesel prices fall, and corn is a lot more attractive with the energy prices falling. I would say if you could get 425 cash prices in the corn for new crop, Todd, you would probably be able to get back up towards 90 million acres for new crop corn acres at the expense of beans. But I do think that it's going to take about 425 futures, or excuse me, 425 cash, or almost 440, 450 futures to really swing the corn acres back up close to 90. Otherwise, it's going to be tough, I think, to break through 89 million. And at that stage of the game, you're probably going to be dealing with more milo, especially in this part of the country, because the cash prices and the export market is very strong, and you'll probably be looking at just more oil seeds around because of the fact that you're going to be looking at cost of production. But cash rents are not dropping. That's the other thing I've heard this week very, very strongly by producers, that even right now we're seeing cash rents going up with some of these one-year contracts, and that's very disturbing because it will put more pressure on producers to plant more corn because they're going to try and go for the profitable crop if the weather's good.
Speaking of disturbing, have you been watching events in Ukraine, and will this have an impact eventually?
Yes, you know, it's interesting, ever since we've dealt with this almost, well, over a year ago, really, it usually breaks in the weekends, and so this is one of those weekends where I'll be watching what happens in Europe very closely, and if the dollar does resume its track back higher against the Russian ruble, I think that puts more pressure on Vladimir Putin and his administration or his group of people to really press harder to try and get Ukraine away from the Ukrainians faster rather than later. So it could speed up the process, and these what happens geopolitically could be sped up by what happens in the currency markets.
We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting will join us at 2:06 for the closing market report and be at our March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook event over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You can buy your tickets online right now if you want at willag.org, or just call this number, 217-333-7300. It is our premier event of the year, and it's a really good one. If you've not been before, it includes the Beef House lunch. It's worth going to March the 10th. That's a Tuesday. Happens to also be a great big USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report Day. So should be a lot of fun over at the Beef House on the 10th day of March. 217-333-7300 is the number to call to get your tickets right now. Here, the way the trades is moving in Chicago at this hour, 3.25 higher in the March contract for corn, July up 3.25, December up 3.5. half. March beans are a penny and three quarters lower. July futures down 1.5, and the November beans are down a penny and three quarters. I think I told you all the corn numbers were up. They were all lower. March bean meal is unchanged. March bean oil is 6 cents higher for the day. Wheat futures are down a penny and three quarters in the lead, and the soft red and 3 cents in the lead for the hard red. Live cattle futures up $1.27.5, and the feeder cattle up $3.47.5, and lean hogs are $63.67.5 higher. The outside markets have crude oil at $51.62 a barrel, up $1.14. The RBOB gasoline at 2.1 cents higher. Ethanol futures down a penny and seven tenths of a cent. And diesel fuel for the day is 2.3 cents higher. You, of course, are listening to WILL AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, AM 580, WILL, and FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana. It's coming up on the top of the hour. It's 28 degrees outside the studios here in Urbana-Champaign, on our way to a high of 36 under partly cloudy skies. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
From NPR.